This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The real money is to win the World Series.
Mookie Betts is the one kind of carrying that off because Freeman's banged up a little bit. He had a homer, Ohtani, his first at-bat, three-run shot, and we're talking more about arguing brawls and Fernando Tatis than we are Ohtani right now.
Thank you.
Heading into the clincher. So it'll be interesting to see. And then tomorrow you have Cleveland and Detroit. Winner of that one gets the Yankees, who finished off Kansas City last night. So New York back in the ALCS. Let's go to Darren in D.C. Darren, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? That was impressive. You got Mad Dog to come on your show and stuff. Listen, I've got the Ravens winning 35-24. And I think Jaden Daniels, who I really believe is the truth, will make some plays where it's like, that's a little Lamar, period, end of story. But I think, you know, with P's addition, it really helps. It will help them, I think, in terms of Zach Orr seeing a little bit of the bigger picture and hopefully helping clean up the communication issues on the back end. Because that's really what I see. But I do have one message, though, to all these fans that over the years when Washington was horrific, who are like, we're Ravens fans now, forget about it, and now have jumped back over to the Washington side. I'm going to say this. This is training day, but I'll keep it clean. I got cases on all of you, shoe program, 23-hour lockdown. You think you could do this to Ravens fans? You think you could do this to us? We'll see you on Sunday.
Darren, mic drop it.
Yeah.
Basically saying all of you Washington fans who jumped on the Ravens bandwagon because your team sucked for all those years, you're not welcome back because I don't know. Just bring it on. I don't hate Washington. I hated the Redskins. Always did as a kid. Growing up in Laurel, people used to pick on me because I was a Colts fan because it was big-time Redskins territory. And then the Colts left, and everybody was like, you got to watch. You got to be a Redskins. I don't have to do jack squat. Mm-hmm. Became a Bronco fan. Now I couldn't care less about them. You know why? Because I'm a Ravens fan. But I don't hate the Commanders. You soften in your old age. Except for the Yankees. F you. And the Boozer brothers who committed to Duke. Carlos. Nah, I'm just kidding. They're just kids. By the way, Carlos Boozer, the grandfather of the two kids, he was a team manager for Lefty at Maryland in the mid-70s. Learn something new every day, don't you? Let's go to Dion in Hunt Valley. Dion, what's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking the call. My prediction for Sunday's game is a Ravens win, of course, and I'm confident in this because as bad as the defense played against Cincinnati, our defense rarely have back-to-back stinkers, what, 35, 38 points. I don't see that happening, and especially at home. I got the Commanders scoring maybe 14 or 17 points. Okay.
All right, Dion.
I'm leaning right there with you, Dion. Yeah.
I think we got a lot of blowout potential going on here, and we'll do our picks in a couple of minutes. Let's get another call in. Let's go to White Marsh. It's Cliff. Cliff, what's happening?
Yeah, real quick. I'll be quick with it. A couple points. The Ravens secondary's taking a lot of heat, but when you had a quarterback last week like Burrow, that got that ball out, got it out on time, and so accurate, you're not going to stop him. I equate it to a baseball pitcher who's making his pitches. I don't care who the hitter is. They're not going to walk back. They're going to walk back to the dugout with not a lot of success. When you get a quarterback like that, you're not going to. And he should have won a game Sunday. The Ravens pulled it out, but there's not a team in the league that would have beaten Cincinnati last week with that quarterback. And having said that, Vinny, I know we're having trouble a little bit with number 21 on the Ravens, who I'm a fan of. But you're right. But those back shoulder throws, I think we're being hard on him because I honestly don't believe there's a corner out there that could have defended those passes. But they were on point. They were accurate. And, Vinny, I think you know yourself. When you get a good quarterback, it's all you got it made. And I think the Washington franchise, they have the coach and the quarterback in place. And then they can build. And then they can make something. But that's what my thoughts are. I think the Ravens are going to win by two scores Sunday, Bob.
I'm with you there, Cliffy. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I know.
Were you Brandon a little tough on Brandon Stevens, Vin?
No. I mean, Cliff, he can't find a ball, period. It's been years, and that hadn't just been some times. It's every year. He covers well, but he doesn't play the ball well.
Let's go to Jason in East Baltimore. Jason, what's up?
Uncle Bob, Uncle Vinny.
What's happening?
Hey, man, I wanted to call and say we got it this weekend. The Ravens will beat the Commanders, but it's just so funny to me that whenever people think a young kid or quarterback got some talent or he the next one up, they always try to compare him to Lamar. Lamar's become like the measuring stick. Like, even when Jaden Daniels beat Joe Burrow this year, after he beat the Bengals, they said he's better than Lamar Jackson. I'm like, let me get this straight. He beat Joe Burrow, now he's better than Lamar Jackson, right? It's crazy. A couple years ago, I seen Will Levis running for a first down. And the announcer screamed out, Lamar Jackson, eat your heart out. I mean, it's just crazy, man. Like, Lamar living rent-free in these guys' mind. But it's like if we beat them this weekend, and we will beat them, they're going to say, oh, Jaden Daniels is a rookie, you know, that type of stuff. But if they beat us, you know, Jaden Daniels better than Lamar Jackson. Some people tell me he might be MVP. And it's just October. So I'm saying they need to slow their roll. Yeah. The Ravens got it this weekend. A couple predictions. I think Nate Wiggins is going to have his first interception this game. And I think we're going to finally see some real movement from Roquan Smith. I think he's going to have a huge game. And Kyle Hamilton is getting better every week. So go Ravens. That's all I got. All right, we got it. And I'll be there.
All right, Jason. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, Lamar, I mean, one more wins a Super Bowl, then that's it. Now, it's a big if.
No doubt.
I mean, and you know, with the Ravens winning games, his playoff or his winning percentage in the regular season's through the roof. 2-4 in the playoffs, been to a championship game, got there last year. He wins the Super Bowl. I mean, what more do you need?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He's got to get the monkey off his back.
Came from behind, 10 points down last week.
Three times.
I mean, come on, man.
It looked like watching Lamar on the bench, you know, like they scored, then they're down three. Then they take it back down and get a touchdown. He's like, well, here we go again.
It's just like there's this venomous group, and they're in the minority, just lurking, waiting for, you know, things to not be perfect, just to lambaste him. And, I mean, appreciate what you're watching here.
Yeah, special.
A two-time MVP, a guy that has transformed the franchise, saved jobs, as Vinny said, and we're bitching and complaining about it.
And he's made a lot of guys a lot of money.
It's like, why don't we have this guy? Because there's only one of them. There's only one of them. I mean, there's not like 15 Patrick Mahomes is running. There's one. Plays for Kansas City. Appreciate what you got because it's pretty damn good. Picks next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You can pick your friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep. You can pick your nose.
But there was no pig. There was no pig.
But only Vinny and Haney can pick games. Football Pick'em. 1057 The Fan.
All right. Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. Week 6 NFL. Week 7 college football. There was a game last night in the National Football League, which we will get to here in a moment. But it's Vinny and Haney, 1057 The Fan. Nolan McGraw. Nolan, before we get to all the fun, got an updated standings report here.
Right, more movement after last night. Vinny went with the Seahawks, Bob and myself with the 49ers. So all of a sudden, that lead is gone. Bob and Vinny tied 63 and 42 each. And I'm in last place, 57 and 48.
You're like the White Sox right now.
Yeah. Hey, it's still May then. It's still early in the season.
That's right. Trade deadline's right around the corner for Nolan McGraw there. But it's for beer. Mick Ultra over here. Yingling for Nolan. Vinny with the vino. We'll go to college to start it off. And it's Northwestern at Maryland. A game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan if you're looking to check it out. It's on FS1. Terps off a bye, off a loss at Indiana. 0-2 in the league. 10.5 point favorites against Northwestern. 2-3. 0-2 in the league. Coming off a loss to Indiana. What do you got? Spreads are for entertainment purposes only, by the way. People just tuning in, we're just picking winners here.
I'm taking the Terps, figuring they got to win. I mean, they're coming off a bye. They got to win. Northwestern hadn't won a conference game. They got to win.
Right. Please make up for last year's Northwestern debacle. They went on the road, a stadium that looked like a high school stadium. They got beat there. I'm expecting some vengeance here for the Terps.
And it's a blackout. As Keith Cavanaugh said a couple hours ago, they're selling tickets for $20 and giving you the T-shirt on top of it. I think Maryland wins. I think Billy Edwards has a big day against the Wildcats. How about this game? Red River Rivalry at the original Cotton Bowl. Texas, number one in the country. Quinn Ewers is back, taking on number 18, Oklahoma. Longhorns, 14.5 point favorite.
Yeah, Texas too talented. Oklahoma can't play defense. And they don't have a great quarterback. I'm take Texas.
Yeah, Manning, Ewers, doesn't matter. Go with the Longhorns.
Yeah, Oklahoma has played defense since Barry Switzer was the coach. Let's go with Texas in that ball game. How about this one? Penn State, number 4 in the land. what's this, five straight 5-0 starts for them or something crazy like that? At USC, who's got punched in the mouth? Welcome to the Big Ten. Penn State, 3.5-point favorites against the Trojans. Old school Rose Bowl matchup.
Yep. And they got to punch them in the mouth. They got out physical. If they out physical, they'll win. I'm going to take Penn State on the road.
I'm going with the upset here. Give me the Trojans and USC.
Now I'm going Nittany Lions, who will be able to maintain that. Hey, look, Michigan ran all over USC, and yes. I wouldn't be surprised if it. And Allard's having a good year at Penn State all day. How about Ohio State at Oregon? Number two, Ohio State. Number three, Ducks. Ohio State, 3-point favorites on the road.
And again, I think Ohio State's too physical for Oregon. Big Ten football. I mean, Oregon's Big Ten, but I just think Ohio State's too physical.
I mean, it's going to be a hell of a game. I just think, you know, Oregon, national championship contender, being at home, they got to come, you know, East Coast to West Coast, come to their place. I think the Ducks get it done.
I'm going to go Oregon, too, even though they haven't looked all that great so far this year, but Dylan Gabriel's played in big games when he was at Oklahoma. Give me the Ducks with their 7,000 uniform combinations. And then how about Jackson Dart and Ole Miss taking on LSU? Ole Miss number 9, LSU number 13. The Rebels, 3.5-point favorites in this one.
Yeah, that's a tough place to play. I think 2 weeks ago, Mississippi got beat by Kentucky. I think they righted the ship against South Carolina. I think they do the same thing at LSU. Brian Kelly goes down.
And a new accent, as we always say. He's going to bust out some sort of new accent.
French.
Yeah, I got Ole Miss here.
I'm going to go with the Bayou Bengals to defend the old home turf there against the Rebels. NFL Week 6. We got a London game 2 weeks in a row. Jacksonville coming off their first win against the Colts, taking on the surprising Chicago Bears, who defensively, at least points per game, they're one of the best in the NFL right now. Chicago minus 1.
And Jacksonville usually plays pretty well over there in London. Caleb Williams been on a 2-game heater. I'm going to run with them. They got good weapons. I'm take the Bears.
I'm going to go with the Jaguars here. Vinny reminded me there. They're very comfortable in London. Very comfortable there. So I'll go with them. Practically a home game.
Yeah, I'm going with Jacksonville. They had the offense cooking last week. Their defense got shredded. So this could be an unexpected shootout. But let's go Jacksonville here. Arizona at the Pack. Green Bay minus 5.
Well, what is it? Every other week Arizona shows up. They were great last week, Packers.
Yeah, I apologize for calling you frauds last week, Cardinals, but still fraudulent in my opinion.
Yeah, and they came from behind to steal that win at San Francisco. Yeah, I'm going Pack. Romeo Doubs. Oh, no, I just like saying Romeo Doubs. Let's go Green Bay. Indy at Tennessee. Is it Richardson or is it Flacco?
Richardson practiced full today, so I'm guessing it's Richardson.
Tennessee minus 2.5.
I'm going Tennessee. They're coming off a bye, and Richardson's playing. If Flacco was playing, I'd take Indy.
And I think Pittman's out for a while, too.
Yes, he is.
Well,
is the running back back?
I think Taylor's out, too.
Yeah, I'll take Tennessee.
I don't know why. Just something's telling me Colts. Maybe it's my disdain for the Titans or lack of trust in them. But I'll go with Indy.
I'm going Tennessee. Maybe handily.
Yeah.
I mean, Colts ain't getting. Anyway, Levis, whatever his name is. Houston minus 6.5 at the Patriots and Drake May's first.
Oh, Drake May's going to have some trouble. Houston.
Yeah, how many sacks here? That's a better question. Yeah. Give me the Texans.
Yeah, I don't even overthink this one. Houston big with Stephon Diggs having a big day because the kid whose name, the wide receiver's hurt. The dude with all the catches and the yards, their top
not
guy.
Tank Dell, is it?
No, the other one.
No, the other guy.
Come on, man.
Collins.
Nico Collins, thank you. Houston all day. Tampa 3.5 at New Orleans. And Spencer Rattler.
I'm going to take Tampa. Baker's hot, man. I'm take Tampa.
Right. Big task for a rookie quarterback there. I'll go with the Bucs.
Yeah, I'm going Tampa here. Cleveland at Philly. Eagles laid a strong 9.5 in this game.
Cleveland sucks. Philly.
Yeah.
Yep. Easy pick.
Eagles. Unanimous. Philadelphia. You got the Chargers at the Broncos, who are showing some signs of life on offense. They've been good defensively. Chargers minus 3 coming off the bye.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that the Chargers got healthy over the bye. Bosa and Herbert and all of them. And they had another extra week of practice with G-Rose offense. I'm take the Chargers.
The Broncos, I don't get it. They're 3-2. They have a winning record somehow. Terrible, terrible quarterback play. The win losses have to start actually matching up with the way they're playing football, which is not good. Chargers win this one.
Yeah, I'm going L.A. Chargers myself. Pittsburgh at Vegas. Russell Wilson will be active for this game. Will he play? Remains to be seen. Aiden O'Connell will be starting quarterback for the Raiders. Pittsburgh -3, trying to end a little two-game skid here.
Well, I'm going to pick the Steelers, you know, and I don't think Justin Fields lasts the whole game, but it's going to be an ugly game.
Bob, no doubt.
Well, consider me an O'Connell believer, and he may play very well. I just don't think that the team around him is good enough. I'll go with the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going Steelers here. Detroit at Dallas, Lions -3.
Detroit off a bye. I'm going to take Detroit. Dallas beat up on defense, and, you know, they can't stop the run. I'll take, Detroit wants to run it.
I'm, for some reason, going to take the Cowboys here. Just an upset, just a gut feeling. No real reasoning.
There you go. I'm going Detroit. Maybe kind of thumping. I think they might do to them what the Ravens were doing to them for three quarters a few weeks back. Lions, Atlanta -6 at Carolina.
Cousins is getting better each week. I like the Falcons.
Yep, they're really rounding into form. We'll go with Atlanta.
Yeah, let's make it unanimous there. A lot of road favorites here, by the way, and we're taking them, I guess. Cincinnati Sunday night at the Giants.
Cincinnati has too much offense for the Giants. Giants can't score enough points to keep up with the Bengals.
Right, and it's must win. We've been saying that for a few weeks now, but truly must win game for the Bengals. They'll get it done.
Make it unanimous. Bengals right here. They're finally Ravens 6.5 against the Commanders coming up 1 o'clock.
I got the Ravens 34-14. I think they're going to be able to run it and throw it. I think it's a bad matchup for Washington because the Ravens are so versatile offensively, and I think the defense will cause Jaden Daniels some issues.
I'm going to go Ravens 33, Commanders 20. So convincing win in the end, but actually we'll be close at halftime. A one possession game at halftime.
Break out the puppy pants. It's hammer time. 37-13. Defensive touchdown in this game as the Ravens hand Washington their second loss of the season. We'll come back, take a quick funhouse trip. Inside Access takes over at 2. It's Vinny and Haney. Nolan McGraw, Featured Artist Friday. Cheap Trick here on The Fan.
Quick Draws Funhouse.
The real guy.
The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
All right, first texter here says this is a big three-game stretch coming up for the Ravens. Commanders and Bucks will both provide challenges, but also both very winnable games. Then they can bury the Browns after that, take full control of the division.
I totally agree with that, Nora. I mean, they've got to. These are games that you got to win, you know, and then throw in Denver, you know, also. So those are games that they can win, they should win, they'll be favored to win.
Bill in Bayview checking in says, seems to me that Baltimore fans go from happy to on the ledge very easily. After last week's squeaker win against Cincy, hopes are high for the next opponent. But reminder, Washington also beat Cincy by 6. I don't see a route here. Ravens 38, Washington 35.
Yeah, I don't know that Washington will score that much on the Ravens. You know, I think the Ravens can score 38. I just don't think, you know, Jaden Daniels has got to be like Joe Burrow-esque. And they don't have the receivers that the Bengals had.
Another prediction, another Bill. This time Bill in Haverty Grace says Washington's D-line will overpower a weak Baltimore O-line. Both quarterbacks will do their thing. But I see a turnover ultimately deciding this late. Washington 27, Baltimore 20.
I think it's the opposite. I think the Ravens' D-line overpowers Washington's O-line.
Was that Bill Kilmer by any chance?
We got two Bills there. Two Bills. Not as well, one did pick the Ravens to win, to be fair. How about one text on the Orioles? Texter says, I'm happy the O's fired some of the coaches. Happy the Orioles fired some of the coaches. the pitching coach should go to. They should hire an old school ex-pitcher who actually worked in the major leagues, get rid of those guys who can't even be bothered to wear a full uniform.
So you need to wear a uniform? Nobody wants to see...
priorities in order.
Nobody wants to see an old geezer running around in a baseball uniform unless it's an old-timers game. I'm sure Ross Grimsley, who pitched in the majors for many years and was a coach of the Giants system, got three World Series rings, he would listen. Then again, he's retired living in Florida.
Yeah. Well, maybe after seeing that hurricane, he may want to.
Yeah. I texted him. He said everything was fine. So all go with Ross, but he might Johnny Paycheck it, take that job and shove it. How about you get a right-handed bat with power? And hope Adley plays in the second half like he did in the first half, and we won't have to hear about Bobby Witt. They should have drafted him.
I say go with three hitting coaches.
Oh.
I mean, two didn't work.
Well, Maryland has three offensive line coaches.
Yeah. What did Bordy said? Too many voices.
Yeah, well, you know, voices in your head can be good sometimes. Or maybe not. It all depends on which one you listen to. We're done. These voices are quiet until Sunday. Coming up next is Inside Access for Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato. I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you over the weekend. For now, don't forget Maryland tonight on The Fan. For now, class dismissed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.